When I first read about the new Ebola threat in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, I couldn't help but flash back to 2014. 4 years ago, there was widespread concern as the deadly disease spread in Africa and eluded containment efforts. News that two Dallas-based nurses contracted Ebola while caring for a patient showed how easily it could cross borders and how unprepared hospitals were for a pandemic. At Johns Hopkins, we set out to ensure that we would be, to borrow the Coast Guard motto, semper paratus, or always ready. Today, Hopkins is one of only 10 regional centers designated by the federal government to treat Ebola and other highly infectious diseases. The most visible component is our state-of-the-art biocontainment unit, which has a separate ventilation system, a self-contained lab, and autoclaves to process waste on site. The unit's staff conduct drills to perfect safety procedures for everything from specimen handling to the use of personal protective gear. Of course, hospitals need to be ready for any situation, whether it be an epidemic or natural disaster, that can overwhelm our resources. At Hopkins, the Office of Critical Event Preparedness and Response not only serves as our command center for enterprise-wide emergency planning and reaction, but also deploys teams and resources globally to help others devastated by disaster. We hope we never need to use our emergency plans, but it takes more than hope to save lives. It takes infrastructure and training to ensure that we are semper paratus, always ready. This is Redonda Miller from the Johns Hopkins Hospital.